one of the things that was interesting is that as we looked at the different county groups that you had provided, we found some very significant differences with respect to the availability of the $0 premium Medicare Advantage plans. If you take a look at a county or a town like County Franklin, almost 43% of the Medicare Advantage plans available in that county did have $0 premiums. However, you go over to Tioga, and only 13% of the plans had $0 premiums. So that was, you know, very interesting differences when you take a look at, both upstate New York regions. I don't see, you know, profound differences, you know, among the demographics of those regions necessarily, and any other factor that could potentially contribute to that. So that was very interesting for us as we took a look at your data. Some of the other things that were interesting was if you take a look at the national average for Medicare Advantage premiums, they run $62.69. Once again, with the lowest amount being, $0 premium plans and the most expensive plans being over $300 a month. When you take a look at the averages in the different county groups that the radio station has selected, you have the county group with Jefferson, Lewis, Onondaga, am I pronouncing that correctly, and then Oswego. The premium average for 2015 was only $51, significantly less than what we saw for the national average. And, when you take a look at the average deductible for that same group, it was $99 as compared to the average deductible nationwide being $129.87. So there were some interesting deviations from the national averages within New York State.
What I'm curious to know is, I'm looking at the wide range from $0 premiums to very high cost premiums across the country. Could you kind of give me an overview of, like, how do those benefits differentiate? Like, I imagine that a $0 plan must have a very high deductible or not have as many benefits as something that's very high cost.
That's a myth. That's an absolutely fantastic question to ask. And the answer is, you do not necessarily have that relationship where a more expensive plan would have greater benefits. The first thing that all Medicare beneficiaries should understand is that a Medicare Advantage plan has to offer all your standard Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B benefits. Now, about 97% of all Medicare Advantage plans offer additional benefits that are not part of original Medicare Part A and Part B. Those can be in the form of maybe additional vision care or dental care or hearing care. It's quite common for these plans to offer additional benefits. And one of the things that consumers need to be very wary about is they can't assume that a higher premium means more benefits. What they need to do is, first take a catalog of, what kind of healthcare services do I expect to use in the coming year? And then also what, healthcare providers do I use? And use that to help shop, compare plans. Because you may find out, for instance, many seniors are affected by hearing loss. It's quite common as we age to start significantly being affected by that. Something like hearing aids are not covered under original Medicare. You can look to see whether or not any of the Medicare Advantage plans in your area have any type of discount or benefit that might apply towards hearing aids. And you won't know until you actually start investigating these issues.
Now, in the Rochester area and Monroe County, there was recently some cuts, and one of the insurers just dropped two of their Medicaid Advantage or Medicare Advantage programs, and they're saying that's because of a lot of cutbacks by the federal government as far as reimbursements. Is that something that we're seeing in a lot of other states as well?
Well, it was very interesting. When we ran the national data for Medicare Advantage, we noticed a very interesting trend in 2015 as compared to 2014. There were about 19% fewer of these $0 premium plans. Now, you know, right now I think it's a matter of speculation of the cause for this. However, it is reasonable at this point to ask the question whether or not insurers are starting to adjust in anticipation of reduced funding to the Medicare Advantage program you know, because of the ACA. You know, in 2015, there were scheduled cuts to Medicare Advantage funding that were then you know, eventually reversed you know, as there was a significant you know, political outcry over that subject. Even with those reversals, industry analysts, some of them were still predicting overall lower reimbursements to Medicare Advantage programs. So this may be, and once again I want to emphasize may, as in this is speculative, that there may be some reactions in the market as these insurers who offer Medicare Advantage plans anticipate changes in you know, funding levels and reimbursement over time.
Now, this subject of the cost of Medicare has been number one among a lot of our listeners and people that have reached out to me. I wonder if you're seeing that's the same trend. I don't know if you're kind of, you know, following this data of people going to your website and looking up and making the comparison of the plans. Do you see more hits on the Medicare part of your site than in other parts of the site?
You know, it's interesting. Our site has about almost 24 million pages in it. So you can imagine, you know, how many different queries we get in around Medicare Advantage, Medicare drug plans, Affordable Care Act plans, dental, et cetera. What I can say is at this point, we are seeing increased visitation regarding Medicare. What's happening is, you know, seniors are preparing for the annual enrollment season and trying to find information. At this point, I believe healthpocket.com is the only commercial website that's actually showing the 2015 plans because insurance companies and Medicare.gov don't reveal the plans until October 1st when their marketing season begins because HealthPocket.com is not an insurer and not a downstream entity. We're not underneath the same regulations, so when the government releases you know, data on Medicare Advantage for 2015, we just put it up there for consumers to review, and I think that's probably what's contributing to the increased traffic to the Medicare section of our website.
Kevin Coleman, thank you so much for taking the time this afternoon.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye now.